Eggy here. I just want to say, wow, there's a lot going on in the world right now that that people aren't talking about, the media isn't talking about it, but I feel the media should be talking about it. And that is the simple fact that our financial system is collapsing. Europe is about to introduce digital currency. This is almost it. You know, in America, there's no talk about this kind of shit at all, which means the American leadership is poor. Now, am I for a digital currency? No, I'm not for a digital currency. I'm absolutely 100% against digital currency. I'm against digital fiat currency. So I can tell you right now, the West is going to be the shittiest part of the world to be in the future. When China and Iraq and Iran and Saudi Arabia, when they go to a absolutely gold-based currency, it's fucking over. It's fucking over. Fucking over. But I'll tell you what I don't like about all of this is, look guys, we're on our way to a reset. We're going to see a reset. I believe we're going to see it. This whole thing is going to collapse very fucking soon. So with all of this said, we're going to see a reboot. And I'm excited for the reboot. I'm excited for the reboot until I really start thinking about the reboot and realizing this is going to fall right back into the same hands of the same old rulers. How many people do you know who say shit like,
I don't want anyone other than a Jew handling my money.
Trust me, after the reset, white people are going to give this country back to the I guarantee you. And anyone calling this anti-Semitism can go fuck themselves. I'm not calling for the death of anyone. We're the victims. We're the ones that have been lied to. Our kids don't get to inherit shit. We, the people, do not own the companies that make up 60% of the GDP in this country. This is not anti-Semitism. It's time for a new start. I'm tired of all the racism. I'm tired of all the sexism. I'm tired of all of the toxic femininity. I'm tired of the toxic masculinity being allowed to continue in this country while another group of people who hate us are seeing enough money every year to end world hunger.
Despite constituting about 0.01% of the world population, they've received 30% of all US foreign aid since World War II. They get about $4 billion every year and have received almost $300 billion since 1945 when you adjust for inflation, which is enough money to end world hunger.
We could end world hunger, not just American hunger, world hunger with the money that America gives them. And on top of that, they're seeing reparations being paid out to them from Germany as well. Are you fucking kidding me? It's fucking crazy to think about. And yet your leadership allows all of this poverty and violence to happen, and we're supposed to be civilized? It's time to be free. It's time for us to be free. Do you hear me? It's time for us to be free. I'm not pro-violence, but I wish a lot of people that think like this would disappear. I wish they would fucking disappear. We do not need this country falling back into the hands of the same people that will put us under the mark of the beast. And at the same time, Sharia law can't be a thing either, okay? And some vigilante shit is going to have to happen during a collapse to prevent the country being handed back over to the people who are looking to enslave us and to prosper at our expense. And how many rich white people are so quick to start a business and only hire Chinese people? There's a lot of businesses in the Pacific Northwest and along the West Coast that have somehow managed to marginalize everyone else and hire only Asians. And I don't know how they fucking, I don't know how they haven't, I don't fucking get it. But I hope all those fuckers get taken out during the collapse. But believe me, there's a lot of people, there's a lot of millionaires in this country who would be more than happy to hand this country back over to the mark of the beast after all of this shit happens. And we have to be prepared to make enemies out of those people. And I think to create a new America, you're going to have to make examples out of them as well. So...
Ooh, Iggy, that's so violent what you're saying.
Yeah, that's kind of hardcore talk, but it's not as hardcore as what these cocksuckers have been doing to this country the whole time. Was done with Israel when you discover that they were teaching cops how to fucking... Fuck Israel. They're not even trying to look peaceful. It feels like victimhood is the ticket. These videos that I'm posting right now, these might be my last videos. That's how close we are to the end of all of this shit. Yours truly, Eggie.